Rock 107 WIRX, WIRX.com, The Plan B Morning Show. Brock Hunter.
Yeah, let's do this.
Let's do it. All right, folks, it is time for your Morning Dump Part 2.
It's the Morning Dump with Brock and Hunter. Trends, tech, guy stuff, Hollywood sleaze, and more.
As always, your Morning Dump Part 2 brought to you by Pump That Septic. Clean your septic today with Pump That Septic. Call them 269-445-7777. Or visit pumpthatseptic.com. Oh, yeah, pump it.
Creepy-ass voice.
Pump it. Well, in case you missed it for some godforsaken reason, Pepsi is making a drink called Peepsy, where it's a peep-flavored drink.
Hey. Here's what it is, Brock. I figured it out already. There's so many peeps left over from the abundance of peeps that nobody ate throughout the years when they started making them in 1920. They didn't know what to do with them. They were just taking up space, so they ground them all up and they put them in Pepsi, and they're like, we're going to trick these people into drinking them.
A horrible idea. Look, Pepsi, I get it. You're trying to be cheeky and fun for the Easter holiday, but I'm going to be honest. If I had a choice between dying of thirst or drinking a Pepsi, I would rather die of thirst. This is an awful, awful idea. No. What are you doing, Pepsi?
What, you're destroying yourself. You made billions of dollars. A marshmallow duck is about to take you guys down.
Look, Hunter, have you ever heard someone say, in the 35 years you've been on this earth, have you ever heard anyone say, huh, you know what this Pepsi could use? Some peeps melted, coagulated into it. I never have.
Have you ever met anybody who likes peeps?
I have, and I punched him right in the face. I have. Right. It doesn't matter.
I mean, it's got to be like one out of every 10 people.
Like, I know it says it's a marshmallow. That's not marshmallow, right? Am I mistaken in saying that is so far from what an actual marshmallow should be?
Space food.
Ah, space garbage.
You know when your animals, like look at something you eat and they smell it and they just kind of go away?
Yeah.
It's a sign. You know, humans shouldn't be eating that stuff.
No, I ate a peep once in 1994. I still haven't passed it. It's still lodged in my
it's still lodged
in my large intestine.
Right. It's absolutely next to that piece of gum you ate 7 years
Unbelievable.
ago.
Well, all right. Well, folks, you've heard it here first. Pepsi officially bankrupt after Easter because they thought Peepsy was a good idea.
All right.
Good God. Lastly, guys wearing skirts is officially a fashion trend. That's right. Big-time fashion designers are putting men's skirts into their collection. And some guys who wear these things say it's super freeing. Look, I totally would wear a skirt or like a kilt or whatever you want to call it. I don't care.
We know you'd wear a skirt. We all know you'd wear a skirt.
Shut up. Yeah, I'll listen. I'll listen to Dido while shaving my legs in my skirt. Why don't you shut up?
Right.
Dude, it sounds so comfortable. It does. It does.
I mean, the Scottish had it figured out with a kilt.
Yeah.
They didn't call it a skirt. It was called a kilt. It's
so, let's change the name because I don't want Hunter's fragile masculinity to be hurt. Look, I think any guy would be foolish to say that something with that freedom of movement. Dude, think about all the action kicks, all right? All the Chuck Norris was dangerous in jeans. You put him in a skirt? Dude, he will kick your head clean off your body with that kind of movement.
We're trying to justify wearing a skirt. You know what go good with that skirt, Brock? A tube top. You look good in a tube top, too. You want to try that out?
Damn right I would, you son of a...
you look like a Spice Girl, for God's sakes. Would you go put some jeans on?
Look like Baby Spice.
You have pigtails. Come on, man.
Look, I'm going to do it, okay? I'm going to rock a skirt next time we're out, or whatever the male version is. And you're going to be so jealous because my nuts are going to be so free and breezy. It's going to be crazy.
Are you going to have that Playboy bunny tanned into your hip, too?
You know, and if you think I'm going to sit, if you think I'm going to sit with my legs closed, absolutely not. I'm going to let those bad boys out.
Yeah. Well, here you're walking in with your stilettos.
Hey, you'll hear something slapping my thighs. What's that noise? Weird.
Like glitter on your face?
I'm wearing one. I don't care what you say, Hunter. I'm going to do it. All right. That's your Morning Dump Part 2. We'll be back.
Brock